you're back with COVID hobbies. Okay. So, hobbies. So the thing is, you're gonna need a hobby for COVID and all because, well, you might get bored and just sitting on TVs, well, just like doing nothing, and that's kind of boring, you know? So you want to be able to have something to do, and that's what COVID Hobbies is all about. It's going to be a podcast telling you every day that you are going to be needing something else to do during COVID. When COVID ends, that doesn't mean you can't have a hobby. You can always have a hobby. With or without COVID, because it's okay. Hobbies aren't a bad thing. Hobbies are things that keep you interested and things that you like to do. You know, I like to bake as a hobby. I don't get to do it all the time because it includes like recipes and making the mess in the kitchen. But that doesn't mean it stopped me from like learning the science behind baking or cooking. Because I mean, I look up recipes all the time just to find out about baking and cooking and stuff, and I'm just trying to find these simple recipes that I can make for like lunch, but they're never that simple and I just can't ever do it. But just know COVID hobbies is a good thing right now. You're gonna really need it and stuff. So let's go back onto my hobbies page, see what we find in here. Hold on. Okay. You can do like music. Ooh, book clubs. Book clubs is good. As long as you know, have a couple bottles of hand sanitizer. Coffee roasting. You could do like chocolate making. Ah, that doesn't sound too bad. Ooh, scrapbooking. Fish keeping. Probably like fishing or so. Knife making, soap making. probably not the knife making thing. I'm not sure about that. Make your own hot sauce. I guess these are just like different out of the norm things and stuff. You can do like sculpting and lock picking. Lock picking, I mean, yeah, you gotta think about that one, but maybe. Sculpting, playing darts, poker. That might not be that one. Jam making, ghost hunting, 3D printing. Hold on. Podcasting, like what I'm doing. Oh, that's a cool one. Yo-yoing. You can do like tennis or so in your backyard or in the driveway because you need like hard floors or something. Building a dollhouse, not really. Dominoes, let's see, chemistry, kitchen chemistry. That also goes with like baking and cooking and stuff. Playing pool, darts, or foosball. So these are a couple things that can just keep you busy a bit. Sushi making, and you can literally do all of these just to fill up your day. It's actually just all right. And it's only been 4 minutes into this podcast, but I'm just gonna take a tiny little break with my favorite song, Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa on Spotify. I'm not where you left me at all. Okay, after this is my favorite part, but I guess it just doesn't come in the 30 seconds thing. But back to those hobbies. Actually, I'm gonna tell you when you should do these hobbies. You should do at least your hobby every day, just to know that you don't lose this skill and you keep practicing so you can get better at it. You know, I only got better at baking and cooking when I kept doing it over and over, or just wanting to do it with my dad. That's the only way I got better and made scrambled eggs by myself on the stove. And that's how I was able to like be able to be let alone with the stove or the oven or something like that. Just because I did so much practice, they now trust me and I'm allowed to do it on my own. So a hobby is something that you stick to, something you're good at, or something you want to try, something kind of like new, if that's okay with you and stuff. It has to sound interesting to you. You can't have this feeling like, maybe not. So you have to have that feeling that you're gonna actually do it. And if you don't have that feeling, well, you don't really want to do that hobby. You don't really want to continue that hobby, maybe even make it into a career. So I want to sing and stuff like that, but it's not going to be one of my hobbies exactly. It's not one of my hobbies because one of my hobbies is sewing, baking, and like cooking and stuff like that. But singing's not really, it's not really my hobby, and I'm not really sure if it is a hobby. I'm not sure though, but I know that I don't want to do singing as a hobby though. I want it to be just sewing and baking and cooking and stuff like that. But if you want a hobby, well, first of all, a good thing to do is search it up. I mean, I guess you can always find good things out of just searching it up and stuff. So first, start by searching it up, but also listen to my other episodes on my podcast to realize other hobbies and stuff. And I just want to talk to you about how hobbies are really good for you. Hobbies can determine your career, your future, and the things that you really like that you never knew you did. They just have to sound interesting to you. When they don't usually sound that interesting to you, they might not be the hobby that you want to do, the one that you desire, that you just want to do for almost the rest of your life. You know, I like basketball. That might be a hobby of mine. Like, I might do that in my free time when I grow up or something, because I kind of like basketball and stuff. But I'm not even sure if that's a hobby. I think sports are my hobby. I'm not really sure yet. But for now, I already have sewing on my list of hobbies, and I'm not really adding anything else yet. Because I'm good with the hobbies that I have right now, but if I find another hobby that interests me and I say, ooh, I think I like that if I try it and I like it. So that's the way to determine your own hobby. It has to have a feeling in you that you think you'll be pretty good at this if you just keep going and learn it every day. I sewed for about 2 days straight. I made a dress, but it didn't fit. I didn't have all the right measurements and stuff like that. But I made a dress, but it didn't fit. And then I made this like makeup bag, and it was a makeup bag, so there's no way for it to actually fit and stuff. But I put all my makeup in it, and it looks beautiful. So I had a beautiful fabric. And I'm asking for a sewing machine to continue that, but make it faster, because I want to try and build a company for it. See, sewing is a thing that I really, really like, and I want to make a company out of it. So like I said, something about a career out of it and stuff. Make a career out of your hobbies. You know, I also want to own a bakery, and if I cook and bake, that's going to help with that and stuff. So choose a hobby that you love, just one that you like. Don't go after one because one of your siblings are. You go after what your heart desires, not what their heart desires, and you just want to be like them. Because maybe they're not even cool. Maybe you're not even cool. Because nobody's perfect, but if you get a good hobby that you like, well, you know what? I like this. I like this, so I'm not going to let anybody else judge me because I like this thing. Okay? So you get a good hobby, search up on Google and stuff. It might not be interesting to you, but interesting to other people. And it might not be interesting to other people, but it's interesting to you. And that's okay. Because they're hobbies, they're just things that you love. Not what anybody else likes, it's what you love. Well, that's COVID hobbies.